Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Seth has a look on his face that you look quizzical about something right now. What's going on, dude?
It's a pained and tortured look because I try not to knock you off track at the beginning of a segment.
That's
yet.
Okay.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
It's the one thing, because we're going to talk about this later when we talk about inside the NBA going to ESPN, and maybe I'll talk about more later then. It's just still so weird to me that ESPN is getting rid of Around the Horn, and it's not a shock that they're getting rid of one of their mainstay shows, because yes, that's what's happening in media all over the place. But part of it is that ESPN is trying to make this transition into the digital world and everything that's happening and how social media matters now. And, you know, they bring on Pat McAfee because he's huge on YouTube. It makes sense. That makes sense. But Around the Horn is the exact format of YouTube and so many other shows where, oh, you've got all these different people in different locations and you're making turning it into a game and everything. Like, they've been doing that show you can plop onto YouTube and it would be like, oh, look at what the kids are doing these days. Like, so many successful podcasts are people in different locations and what have you. It's just strange to me that they're, and maybe it's as simple as the amount of money they're paying to all those people who are mainstay. Like, Around the Horn will probably be back with a different name and a slightly different format, but the salaries were just way too high.
Maybe.
That's the part that's weird to me. I wasn't a huge fan. Like, I didn't watch Around the Horn all the time.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird that as they're, because this is what annoys me. It's because this is what big companies do when they try to figure out what the kids are into.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they try way too hard to acquire from outside.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, well, we don't want to do it with our own talent, so we're going to bring in Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, okay, well, we don't know how to be edgy anymore, so we're going to bring in Inside the NBA.
Yeah.
Nothing like a bunch of 60-year-olds to get that edge factor. Like, instead of, like, something they already had right there, which perfectly transitions to YouTube and social media. I don't get it, Sean.
The Inside the NBA, we'll talk about the Inside the NBA thing in a little, in the next, probably in the 9 o'clock hour, because Charles Barkley went on Dan Patrick, and it's, if you're a fan of Inside the NBA and you watch that interview, you need to be kind of, I would imagine, a little nervous about what exactly the new product is going to be, because Charles doesn't even know right now. Like, I think it's, they are, it feels like that the NBA and everybody involved is going out of their way to keep alive a show that everybody loves, but the network no longer is in the NBA business anymore.
And when the suits get involved, this is when it all falls apart, because they're going to come in and all these guys with their MBAs and everything are going to say, boy, you guys were great before, but you know what you need? More structure.
Yeah.
Charles, you're going to have 37 seconds to make your point, and then we'll go to Shaq.
Yeah.
And then Kenny, read off the teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, they can't just let something good be.
Nope.
They're going to look at, these people with their fancy degrees and everything are going to look at Inside the NBA and be like, I don't know. You guys just don't seem like, you just seem like you're having a conversation that, by the way, people really enjoy watching. I don't know. It seems kind of goofy at times. We're going to make it better.
Yeah.
And they're going to destroy it.
The Barkley stuff is good. Stick around for that. We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. So Shams Charania, who is now with ESPN, formerly of The Athletic and Yahoo, he's the go-to guy now for breaking news in the NBA. He was on ESPN yesterday and said that the KD, the Kevin Durant trade talks, are about to heat up.
The conversations will now begin to pick up on a potential trade of Kevin Durant out of Phoenix. Over the next 2 to 3 weeks, conversations will begin to heat up. I'm told the Suns will work with Durant and his business partner, Rich Kleiman, on a trade home. There's expected to be a robust market for him. 4 to 6 teams seriously interested in Durant, potentially ahead of the NBA draft. But between now and that NBA draft later this month in June, there's going to be serious conversations about moving Kevin Durant, and still one of the great players in the NBA right now, an all-NBA caliber player, still at the prime stages, really, of his play in terms of as a scorer. So we'll see where Kevin Durant ends up this offseason.
Okay, so there's a deal that was thrown out there by Sam Quinn, who's a basketball writer for CBS, that I'll lay out in just a second. But the tease into this segment was, would you do this deal for Kevin Durant? And I'm about to say what the deal is. I just laugh at the text. The answer is no, and I don't need any details of the deal. We've got a few of those. No deal for Durant. The Rockets need Devin freaking Booker. Get the fingernail polish wearer gone. That's about Jalen Green. Okay, easy, easy. All right, so that's actually a good lead-in. Sam Quinn's proposed trade is, he says, I would do Jalen Green and the number 10 overall pick for Kevin Durant and see if Phoenix will do it. He says that if Phoenix wants this, I'll read the exact tweet. My feeling on KD and the Rockets, if you can get him for Jalen Green and the number 10 pick, do it. I don't think Green is a part of their future anymore, and they don't have minutes for a rookie anyway. But the future Suns picks that the Rockets have, Amen Thompson, Şengün, Jabari, Tari, Reed Shepard are all off limits. This is how I feel most similar to Sam Quinn in terms of a deal for Kevin Durant. You're going to have to give up something to get him. So that's, we know that. The Suns aren't just going to give him up for nothing. And as Shams Charania points out, there's enough teams that want Kevin Durant on their team that there will be a market for him where you're going to have to give up something to get him. Totally agree with the part where Sam says they don't have minutes for a rookie anyway. And that's how I feel about these first round picks, just to draft another guy who rots on the bench. No thanks. No thank you. The part where he says, I don't think Jalen Green is part of their future anymore, I definitely think the Rockets, I don't think the Rockets would do this deal. Let me put it that way. I think the Rockets want to try really hard to keep Jalen Green. I'm saying if I were Raphael Stone and the Fertitta family, I would do this deal. Jalen Green and the number 10 pick for Kevin Durant.
You would.
I would do this deal.
And just the one pick, yeah. And I think that's the part, too, where what do they really feel about Reed Shepard and all the other options in the backcourt, but also the fact that Kevin Durant provides you an opportunity to play more positionless basketball as a team. It gives you a lot of versatility in a way that Antetokounmpo might not. And if that's because of his age, he's going to be 37 years old this year, that's where the compensation, you know, they can say that the thing is, like, it's not about what Phoenix is looking for. It's what are those other three or four teams willing to give up?
Yes.
Because it's not like Phoenix is up against it. Like, Phoenix does not have a whole lot of leverage. It becomes more just Houston versus those other teams. And all of them are looking at Phoenix and thinking like, we got them backed into a corner. That's appetizing to me. You're giving up Jalen Green, who does have a future. And this is where it gets complicated. I'm fine with Jalen Green right now, as long as I'm not thinking about him who's going to be a guy who becomes a superstar in the NBA.
That's right.
I can't watch this whole season and act like Jalen Green wasn't a huge part of them getting to where they eventually did.
Sure.
But you watch in the playoffs, and it's hard to envision that, man, other great players, even if they struggled in the playoffs or even if they struggled when they got blitzed and double-teamed in the playoffs, they still, by and large, produce more than single digits, you know, in playoff games. So I don't think – like, I'm skeptical that he'll ever be a superstar, but I can't sit here and act like he's not a valuable part of the team.
Right.
But if you bring in Kevin Durant, it's such a huge boost immediately – and you do have this other huge core of young players that you feel good about developing over time. I'd be good with that trade.
Yeah, I would too. I would be good with that trade. I think one of the trump cards that the Rockets have in this competition for Durant, because there will be multiple teams, as Shams points out, 4 to 6 teams that are going to be in the market for Durant. And it was the same group of teams that were in the market at the trade deadline. The Heat are in there. The Spurs were being bandied about last night on social media as the place Durant wants to go. They're, according to the reports, Phoenix is going to, as Sham said, going to work closely with Durant's representation. So this is not going to be something where Durant wakes up and looks on social media and sees he's been traded. Like, he's going to be heavily involved and manipulate this thing. From a Phoenix perspective, as long as Durant's cool with coming to Houston, from a Phoenix perspective, the one thing the Rockets have that there's some emotion attached to, evidently, are Phoenix's picks. They have Phoenix's picks in this draft, in the draft in 2 years, in the draft the year after, they got a pick swap in there or something. There's something about you getting your own draft capital back.
Yeah.
It feels like you're buying something back of your own that you've got an emotional attachment to. And so I do think that that's material. I don't know that it's a difference maker in a trade, but it is a slight advantage that the Rockets might have over some of these other teams that are in the mix for Durant.
This is what I really just don't want out of it. I don't want it to be. I don't need it to become such a show like it was with Kevin Durant's free agency back in whenever it was when he first went to the Warriors. Yeah. Remember he hosted those meetings out in the Hamptons.
The Hampton Five, man. Yeah.
And it was. This is what bothered me about it. Was it was a pain in the ass for every single team that went out to meet with him because it was in the middle of. It was in the middle of peak tourism season where everything's booked out in the Hamptons. They had the Warriors staff were all sharing a room in some squatty motel somewhere because they couldn't find a place to stay.
Yep.
And just could you, at the very least, just do it in an office building in Phoenix or somewhere. Just don't make a huge production out of that part of it. I just want to wake up one morning and find out what happened.
That's exactly right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The other big story yesterday was that, and it's quickly got cold water poured on it from many, many different angles, but it just goes to show you like the kind of the hubris or the, you know, I don't know, the conceitedness of the classic New York sports entity. This is from Ian Begley, who covers the Knicks for SNY, and talking about their head coaching opening. They fired Tom Thibodeau a couple days ago. He says this: my early read is that Dan Hurley isn't at the top of New York's initial list. That's the UConn coach. So who is? Mark Stein reported late Tuesday that Ime Udoka and Jason Kidd are two coaches who are said to intrigue the Knicks. Udoka is a name that I'd heard as well. Ian says this. To hire Udoka, the Knicks would have to get permission from Houston and give the Rockets compensation to let Udoka out of his deal. And I'm going to tell you this right now. There is not a single player on the Knicks roster, and that includes Jalen Brunson, who I love. I think Jalen Brunson is outstanding. There's not a single player on the Knicks, and I don't even know if you're allowed to trade player for coach with the bargaining. Usually it's draft compensation.
Yeah.
But just in a hypothetical world where you could trade a coach for a player, there's not a single player on the Knicks I would trade Ime Udoka for.
No, and to hear that the Knicks are interested in Udoka.
Who's under contract for two more years.
It feels like it's like, you might as well tell me Steve Buscemi hopes he's going to be sexiest man alive this year. You know, like, all right, great. You're interested in him. Like, what? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Welcome to the club.
Right.
Udoka, and especially, you know, like, Udoka, obviously, you trade for a coach or something. A coach is going to have a big say into whether or not he wants to go there.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I want to work for Tita. Or James Dolan.
James Dolan. Oh, my God.
Tillman Fertitta. I showed up and he's like, "Hey, here's a card. You can eat for free at any of my restaurants, and you could pet a stingray in the aquarium on your way out. Right. You know, bring your kids along. You want to see a white tiger? Ignore the animal protesters. We got them."
Yeah.
James Dolan is like, "Hey, you want to hear the next song I wrote about my pal Harvey Weinstein?"
Dude.
Like, no. Sorry, Knicks. Oh, you're interested in Udoka. Good for you.
Have you ever listened? Have you ever listened to a James Dolan song from his band?
I remember listening to the one he wrote about Harvey Weinstein.
Oh my God! I think it's James Dolan and the Straight Shot is the name of his band. And
is there anything worse than the billionaire band? Like where it just? I mean, that was rest in peace, Ursay and all that. But man, I did not need to hear him.
Oh yeah, Ursay. Yeah, he's a big music guy.
It's still not as bad as the Hollywood superstar who has their own band, and then we'll do interviews where the interviewer is instructed that no, I'm only talking about my band.
I will not let you besmirch the good name of Kevin Costner that way, okay?
Costner played the game though, because he wanted to talk about his band, but he was also going to talk about like other things.
Yeah.
Where Billy Bob Thornton was the one who's like had a couple. Billy Bob Thornton's got some clips where the interviewer was only supposed to ask him about the band and where they were playing and everything, and then Billy Bob Thornton shut it down.
Oh my God.
Which I approve of though, because Billy Bob Thornton's kind of got a like kind of a badass vibe to him. So I'm like, yeah, that's just him being difficult, you know.
He might as well
be a member of Oasis. Yeah.
Hey, you're getting some military people texting in here from your question in the previous segment.
I had made the analogy of like sometimes an offensive coordinator, it feels like when in the military you get orders from the rear. You know, from headquarters, where the officers on the ground and at the front are like, this isn't going to work. This is like, these guys do not understand our situation.
Yep.
Was I accurate in the way I portrayed it?
I'm going to read the text here. Good military. Oh, this is just somebody putting up a good military quote. I'll read the ones. Can confirm the accuracy of what you're saying, Seth. Source, I was Army Infantry from 03 to 08.
Yeah.
Another text. Absolutely right, Seth. Field operations can radio in for our platoon to flank left 300 yards. But if our sergeant, platoon leader, sees a field of fire, we're flanking right.
Yeah.
Calls an audible right there.
There's a part of that's a part of just being an officer that it's fascinating to me. Because those guys, they have to choose when to ignore orders. And that, like, on the ground and everything. But also, you're in this culture of, like, follow orders, follow orders, follow orders.
Yep.
It's, like, the experience on the... That's why I can see why... And again, I base this on nothing except movies and things I've read. But, like, when you get a fresh lieutenant right out of West Point, like, it's got to be scary as hell.
Because
this guy's, like... And plus, he wants the glory and everything. And, meanwhile, you got all the grizzled old...
He's got all the analytics.
Seen it all and done everything.
He's like, chief, our expected kills were much higher than our actual kills.
Yeah, they are. They're like... I shouldn't be laughing about it, because I know this is, like, serious, serious stuff, obviously. That's, like, in a more... When it's not dire circumstances, it does feel like that with young offensive coordinators sometimes. They don't understand how things work on the ground.
Good military quote. This is a text. No battle plan survives the first enemy fire, meaning you can write up the most textbook amazing thing, but when it gets real, you better know how to react.
Yeah.
We had somebody else text in about... here it is. When you're in the emergency room, you don't want the smartest doctor. You want the doctor that can adapt to surprises.
Right.
I think that's a medical version of your analogy right
You there. Don't want a doctor that's going to come up to your gaping chest wound and be like, well, I'm expecting cover two, and that's how I'm going to proceed.
That's right. No.
And the nurse is like, no, they're playing man. And the doctor's like, nope, they're playing cover two.
This chest wound is zero blitzing you right now. Right now.
No, listen, we've got a game plan for this, okay? Now give me that thing that pinches the artery to close off the blood. I don't know what it's called.
Exactly.
A clamp? That doesn't sound right.
Could you see a scenario realistically where we get Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo? I do not. I do not. That's a lot of salary to match.
That would be something that I don't. I don't think that would involve basically swapping everything out.
You're like trading all
the
your good team.
You'd be throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yes.
On that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I, if at the end of the
that might season, that might make Udoka open to a trade to the Knicks.
That you know, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah. I still think it's on the board that they roll back largely with the same group with none of these star players, and if they do that, I'm cool with it. It would be more exciting if they got one of these guys for sure. But I'm cool. Like if they need more shooting. That's the big thing. If they roll it back with this group, but they don't add shooting, then I'll be a little disappointed. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you as we roll on here. All right, the secondary. Is this the best part of the Houston Texans in 2025? We're going to hear from a couple members of the secondary. It's going to get you pretty fired up, I think, for what that part of the team is going to be able to accomplish. We will get to that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.